The spiritual function always satisfies something, fulfills something. For this reason, the spiritual function doesn't operate commonly. In commerce, offhand, there is a prior condition for the spiritual process. This intelligence or real understanding must precede true involvement with the processes of transformation. So the function of guru or spiritual master is not a public function. It's not a matter of walking down the street and zapping people and telling them life is a fountain and pretending like everything is already all right. Or showering blessings or giving mantras or consoling people, fascinating them. Because none of those things serve that crisis which must precede the spiritual process. So one who functions as guru or spiritual master for devotees, those who have fulfilled those conditions, those who live the life of understanding, such a one may operate in the world for the sake of those who are not devotees. But his function for the world is not that of spiritual master. In the world, in general, he must serve this crisis of understanding, which confounds the search, all need for consolation, fascination, all the cultural and cultic games. So in the world, one who is guru among devotees or spiritual master may function, if he appears at all, in this prophetic role, which is essentially an aggravation, a criticism, an undermining of the usual life. So such an activity is quite a different thing from appearing in large gatherings and inviting everybody to come and talk about Kundalini and what's going to be and how you just take on this little practice, this little mantra, this little yogic exercise, and truth is the result. All of that is a sham. It has nothing whatever to do with the truth. It is simply a way of exploiting people for the sake of the personal, cultural, occultic games that that individual who may be playing that at the time requires for his own self-image or sense of survival. So the guru function is not a public function, does not appear in public, doesn't invite the public. As if the spiritual process is simply a matter of deciding to do it, deciding to buy it, deciding to believe it, and going ahead and performing it. The guru function is essentially hidden until the prior condition of this real intelligence, this understanding, has been fulfilled. Then he may perform the role of spiritual master for a devotee in that case. But insofar as he appears in public at all, either by personally seeing people in one or another way, or writing books or such, having an ashram that exists in the world, in such case, that individual's role can only be that of a prophet. And even in the ashram of his nominal devotees, those who are with varying degrees of intensity turning to the life of understanding, he must also fulfill that demand for the prior realization of the life of understanding and not serve the random needs of individuals to be fulfilled, to be consoled, to be fascinated, to have a cult in which to live. So for this reason, in his ashram and in the world, this individual must always work to offend criticize, undermined the usual process in every individual.